But you know, they no sooner got to the hotel to have the party, and the owner called the cops, and they were there before they even opened the keg. And everybody went to jail.
And wasn't there some about the...
Yeah, your grandpa said, when they called and said your dad was in jail, grandpa said, take a 2x4 and hit that kid right on the
Oh, good old corporal punishment back in the 70s.
I know. That was Bob. You know, and raising... Raising 16... Well, then the kids bet to see who... They thought who's... Because the cop came back and said, you know, he said, it's not all bad. He said, my parents told me to take a 2x4, hit you over the head. And they, so they bet as to which parent did that. And they handed it down to Jerry Dyer or Bob Behrens.
Jerry Dyer, I forgot about
him. Yeah, he was another one.
What city is this? I forget.
Portage.
Oh, this is Portage. Portage has a nice coffee shop.
Portage has a lot of nice shops.
Oh, do you shop here always?
No, I always wanted to, but we're always in a hurry to get to the casino. When we come home, we're always too broke.
Well, like, what shops would they have here? Clothes shops?
Smart Woman is one here.
Smart Woman?
Portage Furniture Store. Is anyone hungry? Does anyone need coffee?
See, now they're all cheap.
The ballroom. The welcome home.
It's a nice town.
See, there's so many, you know, during the pandemic, so many went out of business.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The weather outside is frightful for some 12 million people this weekend, especially in Florida and other portions of the East Coast. WJAX-TV meteorologist Trevor Gibbs with the latest.
Those showers and storms continuing, but then we see that push offshore overnight, and that's the end of round one, per se, as we'll dry out overnight briefly, and then we'll see a cold front come through tomorrow morning, and that will have another round of showers and possibly some embedded thunderstorms with them by early tomorrow morning. These storms could also have the potential of turning strong to severe, with plenty of wind shear in place tomorrow morning.
People in Cleveland, Texas, are being asked to shelter in place as they search for a suspect who killed five people, including a child. This after neighbors asked the man to stop firing rounds in his yard because they were trying to sleep. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
Just stay in your house. Be vigilant. Keep your eyes open. If you see anything, say something. Make sure you call 911, call the sheriff's office.
The evacuation of Americans and others from Sudan is ongoing as fighting between two generals is leaving the nation in ruins. CBS's Remy Innocencio with details.
Tragically, more than 500 people have been killed in the fighting. More than 4,000 have been hurt, and access to food, water, hospitals, the internet have all just crumbled. Sudan was just taking its first steps to democracy in the past few years. Now we're witnessing a meltdown in civil society, and that is why Americans, Brits, Japanese, Germans, French, Chinese, and Sudanese with dual nationalities are all trying to evacuate anyone who has the means. But there are countless more who are still stuck in Sudan who want to flee but unable to escape. Remy Innocencio, CBS News, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Unions in France are calling for more demonstrations next week over unpopular pension reforms. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
May 1st is Labor Day in France, and the unions have called for massive protests nationwide. Transport and energy sectors will likely be hit by strikes, but as Monday is also a holiday, the long weekend could affect the numbers on the streets.
Back in the U.S., gas is costing 20 cents more per gallon on the average than last month. Regular gas is now just over $3.60 per gallon. David Uberti is at the Wall Street Journal.
Over the course of summer, as that demand tends to fall off a little bit, you also also see refineries ramp up. Refinery maintenance typically takes place during the winter and early spring. So as you have those facilities come back online, you have more supplies hit the market, which pushes down price.
People in Phoenix are paying just over $5 a gallon. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Not only.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl, you cracked me up. You cracked me up. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is round one with Earl and Brown.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What's going on, Big G?
Earl, it's let me see. We got a little bit of sun out here today in Detroit. You know, it's a good day, man. It's Monday,
man.
It's a Monday, so we got to go.
See, when I used to be young, and
ooh, that was a long time ago.
And they would say, every day is a good day, son. Hey, Gilbert, every day is a good day, son.
That's why they say some of them old folks don't bump their head
on
something.
Who is old, man? What's old? That's
you,
relative.
You. You.
Hey, man. Hey, look. What? I still walk 8 miles.
Earl, you almost looked the part. Almost.
What you mean almost looked the part?
You ain't there yet. I mean, when you had that Milwaukee Brewers shirt on and the M was stretched, the M was stretched around your back.
Come on, man. Anyway, let's get down to some business, man.
Yeah, get off of it. Get you off know, of it.
Because they said we're going to talk about some real life things, too. So I want to begin, man. Five young players. NFL players. Detroit Lions. Three or four of them was Detroit Lions.
Meow.
One of them got second. He was the 12th player pick last year, meaning a lottery pick kind of guy. Star player. Young guy.
Yeah.
Got suspended for 6 games for gambling. Man. And the other players suspended for gambling, man. I remember a guy named Pete Rose, long before you. Again, you can't remember Pete Rose.
You always, Earl, you always know the legends, man.
Yeah,
I know all about Pete Rose.
So Pete Rose was Charlie Hustle. And, man, he was the Brett Favre of his era. And a brash kind of cat, man, who, you know, kind of talked like Brett Favre and did all those kind of things, a legend, and gambled. And in his career, they did not even allow him in the Hall of Fame. He bet on baseball. Your thoughts, man, on this whole open season on gambling, you know, sports betting and all that?
Well, it's a difference, Earl. It's a difference, man. You know, I just clown gamble. I bet you five on this. So I bet you 10 on that. These cats nowadays, I mean, Drake, the rapper, he just won. He bet a million and won crazy on this fight that we just had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you see guys like that, that got the money to do that and win the money back, it's contagious. But in the sports world, if they tell you no gambling, period, then it's no gambling, period. Why are you going to be slick? Because I remember back when we were playing, they would have a thing in training camp about gambling. Do not gamble. Do not do this. Do not do that. Now, I put it this way. If, and I'm not saying he didn't, but let's say Brett Favre gambled, and then I'm going to try to gamble what Brett Favre gambled. I ain't Brett Favre. They're going to tell Brett Favre, okay, we found out you're gambling. You 6 months off or six games out. They're going to tell me you're fired. You're done. You can't do what the big boys do. That's what happened in Detroit. If one dude, main dude, gamble and you got four or five underlings that ain't smelled the field yet or ain't got a job, they ain't going to deal with you. They're going to deal with that first guy. The rest of you guys are gone because they can get the same dude that you were out there in the streets.
You know.
Because you ain't made the team yet.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on all the gambling in sports today? Do you support it or not? Now, I'll tell you, Gilbert, man. We used to do something called football pools. I don't know if you know what that is.
It's playful stuff.
Yeah. Where you would pull a number, and if your square came up, you bet whatever it was, $5, $10, $20, whatever it was on the square.
Yeah,
and
you got playful. Paid,
what you call it?
It's playful stuff, man. Yeah. It's not, even if it's gambling, it's for the fans, man.
Yeah.
It's for the people to enjoy. It's for the people to hype up. It ain't for the dudes that's being the subject of the game to do it. I don't say if you want to bet, it shouldn't be too much of a problem if you're betting on outside of your sport. That's what it should be. You can't bet no football stuff, but you can bet against boxing. You can bet against horse racing. But some leagues don't want you to bet at all.
No, and that's what this was, man, because these guys, you know, the NFL has made it very clear that gambling on games won't be tolerated, and five different players found out that out the hard way Friday. The NFL has announced that Stanley Berryhill, the third, Jameson Williams, Quintez Cephas, which is a good player. He played left for the Lions the last couple of years. C.J. Moore and Shaka Tony have all been suspended for gambling.
Never heard of
them. Well, if you – then all you
– Yeah, never heard of
football. If you haven't heard of Quintez Cephas.
I do, but significant ones. What's his name?
Quintez Cephas, man.
How you spell that? Cephas.
Now, so although each player is now suspended, the suspensions aren't created equally. Williams and Berryhill have each only been suspended for six games. Six games? That's a lot of games, Gilbert.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, do they not get paid for that?
No, they don't get paid for that. That's six game checks.
Wow. That's about a third of the lead of the season. Both players are eligible to participate in all off-season and preseason activities, including preseason games. For those two, their suspensions won't take effect until the day after the final roster cutdown in August, and they'll be eligible to return at some point in mid-October. Now, they weren't betting on football, Gilbert. You know, but Cephas and Moore and Tony have all been suspended for at least 1 year. Those three players have been indefinitely banned, and they can't apply for reinstatement until 2024. Whenever Cephas and Moore end up returning to the NFL, they won't be playing for the Lions. The Lions just flat out released them, Gilbert. So, man, they lost their whole career, man.
Here's the thing, Earl. Here's the thing. So, you know, Earl, I don't ever think I'm gonna go and say this on air. Don't ever think I'm cutting you off. I'm just trying to get my point out before,
man,
I forget.
No, man, we cool, man. You and I are cool.
Before I forget it.
No, go
before
ahead.
Before I forget it. But it is also hypocritical, Earl.
Of the league,
the owners get to do what they want to do. They don't set examples, so they get to bet on who they want to bet on. The owners are never policed. You understand what I'm saying? So they do hypocritical things, and then when the guys do it, either suspended, cut, or done with the league. Now, these guys that here's the thing, that they set an example on these fools, because if we say don't do something and you do it, then this is what's going to happen. Six game suspension. And if you ain't a starter or worth anything on that team, they're going to cut you.
Well, that's just what happened. Exactly
that's
what
happened.
You said.
So now tell me what next dummy going to do it. If you do it, you a brand new fool if you go out and bet anything else.
So as a result of an NFL investigation that came to our attention, this is the Lions, of our players, a few of our players have violated the league's gambling policy, General Manager Brad Holmes said. These players exhibited decision-making that is not consistent with our organization's values and violates league rules. We have made the decision to part ways with Quintez and CJ immediately. We are disappointed by the decision-making demonstrated by Stanley and Jameson, and we'll work with both players to ensure the understanding. Now, those two last two guys I just mentioned, Gilbert, they're young players that they just drafted in the last year or two. So they got value that they want to keep because they're high draft choices. The other two guys, sure, that you said, the other three guys, they let them go flat out.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And like you said, that's based on, you know, the value that they have with them or that they see in them.
I mean, let's put it this way, Earl. If you hire two dudes at a job, and both of them, one guy shows promise, the other guy does not, but they both get in trouble, who you going to keep? You going to keep the dude that shows promise. Yeah. You going to get rid of the other dude because he just wasting time and holding up spot, and he doing stupid stuff when you told him not to.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Dave, I see you. We'll get you on the other side, and the rest of you can join Dave in the conversation. Again, your take on the open betting now that's happening in sports across this nation. What is your take? Joined by the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Lincoln High School Theater and Music Departments present Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. Performances will be taking place Thursday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 30th at 2 p.m. All performances will be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are $15. Students with ID, $10. The Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk for Child Abuse Prevention will be happening Saturday, April 29th at 9 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids at the Centralia Center. Registration for the event can be found on runtherapids.itsyourrace.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Get money. That's what the betting man say.
Get money.
Get money.
Come on, man.
Don't tell me you need a hearing aid, too.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And before we went to break, we were asking the question. Our phone lines are open. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Your thoughts on, you know, the gambling in sports. I mean, there's always gambling in sports, but, I mean, they opened it up tremendously. And the reason this conversation is right now on the front burner is because five Detroit Lion players have been suspended for, you know, having been caught betting. What I did find out, Gilbert, is that those two younger guys, they didn't bet on the pro game. They bet on college games. But here's what they did, Gilbert. They bet at the Detroit Lions facility, from their facility. Is that crazy?
I told you, you got brand new
property, huh?
You got brand new fools out there, Earl. Brand new.
And the other three did bet on other NFL games. So that probably done forever, right?
Ooh, yeah. I don't see nobody picking up.
Huh?
Yeah, if they got a year suspension, they're going to really have to kiss some ass to get back on. Really going to have to, Earl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
And then you're sitting there and you tell yourself, was it worth it?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. To bet on NFL games. Let's go to David. Hey, David. Good morning. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I'm going to give you guys a little history on some of this stuff. If you remember, Gilbert, and I don't know if this was ever talked about at camp, but way back when, Paul Hornung was suspended for gambling the entire 1963 season.
That's true.
I mean, he was a great player, but he did that back then.
Along with Max Meek.
Yeah. And keep in mind, You know, if you want to go back further in time, you had the White Sox back in 1919
that threw the World Series.
They threw the World Series for the Cincinnati Reds. And you had that situation. And then, of course, you had the latest one where people in the NBA said, oh, these games are rigged and what have you. Well, the mafia got a hold of, what's his name, Tim Donaghy, I think was the referee's name. And they did a whole movie on it just recently.
So, Dave, what's your take on gambling? The fact that they've opened up gambling in the sports world, it was always there, but now to legalize it and sports betting is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing for like what Gilbert was saying where you as an individual are betting on the games, but it's another thing when you have, and you brought up, you know, with Pete Rose earlier, you can't have that because then, I mean, it's one thing. If it's a rule within, you know, be it the NBA, the NFL, or whatever, you got to follow that. And we have to realize that at the end of the day, that's not good for the sport because it does have an impact. And, you know, but as far as people doing, you know, like making little side bets here and there or gambling at the casino, that's their own money. They're doing that whole thing. But it's tricky. I get it, but you can't do that with your own team.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. You know,
Gilbert, thanks, Dave.
You know what, Gilbert? All I'm saying is, all these years we did without it, and it was fine. But now it's just that the amount of money that's there to be made. Clearly, man, I watch some of the, even before the fights or even before the basketball games, even the football games now, they're telling you the betting odds. They show you people on the betting. I mean, come on, man. You put
Earl,
that above the
Earl,
game.
Earl, they bet on if he going to throw the left hand before the right hand first. It don't matter, man. It's a culture of betting.
Yeah, right.
That betting aspect, I don't care if you never said you bet in your life, you bet it before. Period. You may not think you did.
I'm wondering,
but you did.
If it's worth it for the leagues, because now people will always argue about whether or not the bet made a difference I think long range, Gilbert, it hurts the game.
Man, I mean, you can look at it from so many different angles, or it's so many things that people say will hurt the game, would not hurt the game. I mean, so half of the guys want the NFL to legalize the marijuana use, but they don't. So then you're going to legalize gambling? No, it ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, they may be forced to legalize marijuana.
Now, they ain't going to be forced to do nothing. The owners rule the world, dog.
They don't rule the world. They rule
their world. They rule their world.
Yeah, right, right. They're part of it. But, you know, I mean, when you work for them, I work for this radio station. They got rules that I know, you know.
But here's the thing, though, Earl. There is rules. Why do you want to buck the rule? I love my job. I love my little space. Why do I want to go mess that up? Because I want to bet on something? Because I want to smoke something?
Listen, man, we can go to a break. 844-967-2789.
That's why my beard ain't gray like yours.
Hey, man, that Claro works. 844-967-2789. I know I used to use it. We'll be right back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table? Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 46. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 33. Cloudy skies expected. A mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow. Highs around 41. About an inch of snow tonight through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right.
in the house once again. Make you comfortable. Big love for both.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, let me, were you still with the Packers when Brett Favre left, or were you gone before Brett left?
I was gone.
You were gone.
Brett, I think Brett left in 07, 08 or something like that.
Yeah, and you left in 05?
04.
04. The reason I'm asking you is when a guy like that leaves, and in this instance, Aaron Rodgers leaves, and I know we had this conversation a little bit before, but everything is pointing to, as I was reading this article with David Bakhtiari, who clearly was Aaron Rodgers' right-hand boy and his best friend.
That's you got to remember now, an offensive lineman's nature is to always protect his quarterback. Always. That's in his DNA. So remember that while you talk.
Yeah, well, I get that. I mean, I know he was the guy who protected his blind side, his left tackle. So yes. From cats like you trying to tear the cat's head off.
Disembody him, dude. That's what we be trying to do, disembody him.
So that's why they paid Bakhtiari all that money, because all those years he protected Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. And was damn good doing it, too.
Yeah, no question, because when an offensive lineman makes $25 million a year, that's pretty good jack, right?
Yeah.
What he was making. They can't afford to pay him $25 million a year if Aaron Rodgers ain't there, can they?
If you want the same protection,
for love,
you better pay that. You better pay that, man. You better pay that, man. You just don't find left tackles out there off the street. They got to be exceptional human beings. Because we also know that's your blind side, fool. We coming after you.
And he's 32 years old, old Gilbert. Injury prone.
Yeah.
He's been hurt.
Yeah.
And so the Packers are saying, they're looking at all of this now, right? I mean, some stuff that they didn't look at before. And some stuff they overlooked before because it was Aaron. Now they're going through everything, right?
Yeah, they find they're going through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, because now that Aaron Rodgers' era is over. It's officially over. And so they're starting all over now. Now, Bakhtiari is still a member of the Green Bay Packers, but he's kind of concerned. I mean, the way he's talking, man, he's talking like, and he's talking about not the players, he's saying, he's talking about management. So when you say they, I thought all of that was all together, Gilbert, the management, the players as the team, but there's, no, you're shaking your head.
It's not all together, Earl. And you got to listen to, as a player, you see this happen to one guy, you can say, oh, that can't happen to me. That ain't going to happen to me. Or in the back of your mind, you know your time is coming. You know in the back of your mind, you might lose a step here, you might lose a step there. It's coming. It's hard for a guy to accept that you are now becoming expendable. From the time you start to the time you end, it's like a car. You buy a brand new car. Soon as you drive it off the lot, it starts to depreciate. That's what a football player does. Soon as you get your butt inside and you get your where you need to be, then you start to depreciate. And for some guys, they can't understand that. You see what I'm saying, Earl? But for Bakhtiari to be talking like this, he's pissed off. Number one, he had to restructure his contract because they thought they was going to keep Aaron Rodgers. Number two, his homeboy is leaving.
Yep.
And he probably, I don't know, maybe want to go with him. Number three, you got to, as a player, you got to let all that go, man, because my homeboy can be right here with me in the trenches now and gone tomorrow. But is that going to stop me from being the guy I'm supposed to be? I got to stay with, okay, now Jordan Love is the man. I got to start getting on the Jordan Love train, period.
So Gilbert, let me, because you make me then say that in Bakhtiari's case, the way he's talking, even if he stayed, management going to look at him through a different way now because of the kind of conversation he's been having, right? I mean,
number one, because he opened his mouth, and number two, because of his play. He's not a guy that's going to give you lately 16, 17 games, 18
right,
games.
He can't.
You see what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like, man, they shooting over the top and they be like, man, don't you stick your head out there. You stick your head out there. They're going to pop you.
So they're looking at him as a liability.
You know, Earl, I don't know if they're looking at him a liability or not, but
$25 million a year, you
got to understand something. You are not the guy you used to be. So in order for you to stay on this team, you need to do things in a teamly fashion. Not saying kissing nobody's ass, not saying do this, that, or the other, but you got to get with the program. Aaron Rodgers is gone. And what the Green Bay Packers are probably saying is if anybody don't like it, y'all can go too.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when, you know, Bakhtiari, man, he was probably, when they say Rodgers was the best player, people looked at him as the number two best, second best player on the team.
He was the best offensive lineman they had.
Yeah, no question.
I don't say he was number two behind.
That's because you're a defensive guy.
No, I'm not saying just because defense, just because of the pecking order of where it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, skilled guys always get top billed. Us grunts don't get nothing. So unless we get the best offensive lineman or the best defensive lineman that we got. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. But Bakhtiari is hurt right now.
Yeah,
he's hurt because he had to restructure his contract because they thought they were keeping Aaron Rodgers. And number two is because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, you know, man.
But his heart ain't changed.
You know, Gilbert, we say he can't stay healthy. Man, they got monsters knocking on the door. Every play that he's out there, right? There's monsters out there. He's trying to hold off the monster. You can do it. You can do it a lot easier when you're 24, 25 than you can when you're 32, right?
Yeah. But Earl, it's been so many gladiators that went past their time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And held up well. You know, or they might have to change the position. Offensive tackle, move to guard. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whatever you got to do to stay in the game, that's what you got to do. But don't let your mouth put you out the game.
But you know, Gilbert, it's easier to run your mouth if you're making $25 million a year as opposed to making $1 million a year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, he got some absolutely. Backup.
You ain't gonna have no first-year guy talking like Bakhtiari. Just like that goes back to the betting thing. You ain't gonna have your first year do all this betting, and the top guy did the betting, and you the one that's gonna get killed for.
You know, Gilbert. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Man, they still haven't completed the deal with Aaron. What's going on, man?
Man, it's too many. It's they asking too much for him, man. They're asking too much for him that don't nobody want to do. Ain't nobody because they uncertain if he gonna just play that 1 year and bail on him,
right?
Or 2 years and bail on him. Me personally, I think if Aaron Rodgers get to the place where he wanted to get to, he probably got about 4 or 5 more years left in him. probably not at the high level that he's been at. But I mean, Tom Brady has built the mold,
and Tom Brady is talking about coming out of retirement to play for the Miami Dolphins.
He ain't got that girl telling you, no, you can't now.
Hey, you know what? Part of that is true.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't got that girl on his shoulder talking about you can't do this, you can't. He like, man, I'm by myself now. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, but
and there's no consequence.
But listen, man, Aaron Rodgers, even if he could, I don't see him looking to play that many more years. You know,
Earl, he's a competitor. He's a competitor. You can't just turn it off like that.
So you think it's more the fact that he's a competitor or that money, $50 million a year?
He got enough money, yeah, he got Earl. Money, right. I mean, State Farm, he playing off the State Farm checks.
Yep.
He playing off the NFL checks. So he got the money. Sometimes it ain't all about the money, man. It's about that game. That game is so hard to leave.
Let me ask you, man, as competitive as you were and are,
mm-hmm.
You still miss it, right?
Earl, I always say this, man. I used to choke people out there on that field. Choke them. I can't choke them no more because I go to jail. The physicality of the game you miss if you're a baller.
Right.
You miss punching guys in the mouth, being able to get down there and go against another man and see who the best. I miss that.
You know,
period.
Well, I mean, clearly the intensity.
No amount of money. I miss the fit. If they told me come back and play for a dollar, I would.
You know, man, it's just that game, man. They can talk about all the other sports, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
But that game, that's something you just, it becomes your DNA, right? I mean, you become a part of it.
That, Earl, it's that mind frame that you in. It's kind of like, it's really like how I was in the Roman days, man. You picking up your helmet, just like you picking up your shield. You picking up your sword, just like you putting on your gloves and your shoulder pads. And you going out there in this Coliseum, well, all these fans are ripping and yelling for you, and you about to go against somebody and try to take their head off. OMG.
You know, Gilbert, and the team aspect of it, and all those working pieces, right? All of them in are working pieces coming together kind of like, you know, under one, for one purpose. I mean, you know, boxing is a gladiator sport, but it's just you and one man. Right?
Boxing is an individual sport. Football is, you need your friends to help you win this game. It's kind of like a strategy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If everybody ain't on the same page, you're going to lose. In boxing, you're by yourself. Hockey is, people don't realize how physical hockey is. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the physicality of the game that, if it's in your DNA, that you miss.
You know, man, I really miss playing too, man, even though it was, 51 years ago. And even for those 3 minutes I got to play in my high school senior.
But Earl, that's when you walk around, you put your helmet in your back pocket.
Gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'll see you. We'll come to you after the break. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Do you you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know now. Jeff Bakhtiari, get on that train, baby.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Let's go to Miss Anonymous from Milwaukee.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, how are you?
Very well.
All right. You have a question?
A comment that you had brought up about the difference of being suspended versus, like, they're going to be kicked out for a year.
Right.
And my first thought was, I think it was more severe for the two because they were actually in the building using their, I don't know.
Yeah, they were using
computer.
They were actually on their property.
Exactly. And it just brought to mind a couple things. First, like, if you're a stockbroker, that's considered insider trading. Like, if you're doing it, like, within. Now, they may not have, like, actually inside information, but just doing it on the facility, I think the punishment fits what they did. Now, the other two, because they were three, can't remember, they were betting on college football. Again, they may not have inside information, but maybe they do. Maybe they know, you know, a coach or a player or somebody. But it also brings back, Gilbert was talking about, you know, like the owners, like they're the ones, and maybe they're almost hypocritical, but I almost think they're not because of the rules that they have set in place. Let's say, like, gambling is legal, but they're saying their rules, no, you can't do this. Also, alcohol, it's legal. But if you're caught with alcohol in your system and you're about to play or get out on the field, of course, you're going to face penalties, punishment, there are going to be consequences to that. And I think a lot of people, and especially nowadays, you have brought up, I'm a compulsive gambler. And I have other compulsive gamblers that are sports bettors, and it's becoming a concern, especially I live in Milwaukee, that Pottawatomie has now made it they have a sports betting place and facility. But it also, you don't need to actually go to a casino to do that. You can get an app on your phone. And
yeah,
it's just...
So your take on the whole explosion of the gambling part of it?
Oh, it's very concerning. I am not a I'm not a sports bettor at all. But in, I'll just say when I go to a program and we have literature and we read it like every meeting, and we say you can't bet on an office sport pool. You can't bet for a cup of coffee, matching for a cup of coffee. I mean, everything. It doesn't matter what your particular
So it's the same principles as AAA and all those things. You have to completely separate yourself on a daily basis.
Yes.
But I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
First of all, that was our first female caller.
Yeah, well.
Second of all, Earl, she said, "Hi, Earl."
Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, man. What you trying to make happen, man?
You to get hit with that frying pan when you get home.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Let's move on from that. Man, you know, I'll tell you.
Hey, but let me say this, though, Earl. They do make it too easy for you to bet now. It is too easy for you to just make a bet. I mean, do they even check if you're 18? You know, before you start betting? I mean, it's too easy right now, and it's so intriguing to do it. So, I mean, it's a monster that we created.
Yep.
Now you're trying to take the monster away, and the monster's done built up too much.
You know, Gilbert, I remember when you could only gamble in this country, in Las Vegas and New Jersey.
And
it worked fine, and it was good.
Now it's worldwide.
Yep.
Now, worldwide, baby.
And as she stated, she's got an addiction. Many other people have addictions to this. And we shouldn't be doing anything to increase the odds that somebody else is going to get addicted, right?
They think just because they put that little disclaimer on the front, if you got a gambling problem, call such and such.
Joke.
No, man. Come on, man. Come on. You got to do something better than that. Because what they're saying is, please keep on betting. But. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It's an addiction. And God bless the people that have it. But we don't need to encourage it or bring more people along.
No, Gilbert, you're 100% correct. It was a better country when you didn't have all those, because nobody ever talks about the suicides.
Oh my God.
That happened,
man.
In gambling.
Yeah, people losing their shirts.
Oh, yeah, losing everything, you know. And so they make it easy and make you somehow believe that you're going to beat the casino. You know.
It's a moneymaker, Earl.
Well, you know, Detroit was a prime example when they built all those new casinos.
Got so many they can't get out the way of themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You drive down a certain highway and the skyline just shows you casino.
And Gilbert, in a city and a town where people can barely, you know, it's still can barely pick up the garbage, right? That thing is we can't do it with industry, but we'll do it with casinos. We'll drain the money from the people who are left here.
Here's the crazy part about it, Earl. I called my homeboy and said, "Hey, man, what's up?" I said, "Man, my mom and daddy running to the casino, so I'm going to go do this." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's everybody I call. "Hey, man, what's up, man?" "Well, my mom and daddy running to the casino." You know, the older folks, you know. But some of them know how, some of them don't. And they lose their retirement.
Yeah.
Then they back out there working again.
Yeah, it is. It's a ugly thing. It's a legal business, but it's ugly, right? It really is an ugly business, and all that betting gambling is not good because it does some major damage to people who can't control it. And And it's easy to get hooked, right? Yeah.
Beyond easy, Earl. It's beyond easy. It's a sad situation.
Hey, but I wish we had more time, man. It goes too fast.
Sure do, man.
We got to work on that.
We got to talk to them and see what they can do.
Yeah. All right, we got to
add more time.
Yeah, we got to go this time, Gilbert. Hey, I'll see you next Monday.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the week, my brother. Digger.
Likewise. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's